Sacred silence, holy ocean, gentle waters washing over me. Help me listen, Holy Spirit, come and speak to me.
Good morning, my friend. Words first from Psalm 30 this morning, or this afternoon, or this night, whenever you might be joining me as we continue to reflect on the beautiful paradise of prayer. The many blossoms and flowers that are carefully planted, ready for our participation, along with the wonderful birds that are singing around me this morning. We hear, we might pray, from Psalm 30. I praise you, Lord, for you raised me up and did not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you for help, and you healed me. Lord, you brought my soul up from Sheol. You let me live. From coming down and rising up, you brought me to life. And later on, you changed my mourning into dancing. You took off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, so that my glory may praise you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, forever I will give you thanks. As I enjoy this time with you and consider the beautiful ancient practice of Lectio Divina, named here in Latin, but rising, I would say, in probably all cultures, maybe less consciously than consciously, throughout the earth and the world and throughout the time of humankind, we enter into a particular culture, a way of prayer, and I think not only reverences but contains within it the practice of others, this garden, this paradise of prayer. And today, in considering Lectio Divina and the last little podcast here, Meditatio, Oratio arises, and named here, it is throughout, as all these forms of prayer are. It's spherical, it's a circle, it's a spiral. It's not a line, it's not a list. It's now we do one and now we do the other. But it arises like this Psalm 30 does, as a song, a story, an outcry, a longing, a praise, an amazement at what God has done for us. As we intentionally choose to begin to settle our minds and bodies and possibly open to a scripture, a holy passage, a reading from a book, a moment in our day, the sound of these birds, their wings as they move in for food here on my deck, this place, these voices. You and I listen deeply to life. As the beginning movement, we let go of other things and we enter into the sacredness of all time in this one moment, time, passage, however long it might be, Lectio Divina. And we talk about meditation as the habit of beginning, the habitus, when our bodies relax and in one way or another we possibly have been taught to breathe, or a mantra, or just our own sitting or standing, or as I said the last time, laying down on the floor with a computer on us listening. That's my wonderful friend from California. There may be your own practice of beginning to enter into a freedom and openness, a readiness for what is already going on. I'm always struck by our doxology and ancient prayer. I would love to have been there when it began to take form. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. As it was in the beginning, is now. right now. I'm entering into reading, considering, meditating. Claire helps us with us. Gazing upon, considering. Our hearts open, and as human beings, one of the natural things that happened is that there'll be words or thoughts or songs or recollections that'll rise up, and they would, and they should. They're oratio, they're orations, they're, they're songs or melodies or lamentations that arise in our hearts, and these orations are oratio. They are the heart of what we usually think of prayer, often discursive. And we'd say, well, it shouldn't be rising up now. This is a quiet time of prayer. And Dan's getting awfully animated over this. Well, we do. The wonderful thing is, they may be tears. It may be a painful recall that rises here. But we don't put anything outside, because this is that paradise of prayer that God has invited us into that we, in formal terms, call Lectio Divina. We've been doing this on the road for years, and if I end up writing a book about this, it'll contain some of those images. But here we are now. Our singular voice arises. You and I are free to sing our own song, quiet, possibly silent, as it may be. It has its own tune, its own discovery of our past, of this moment, of our longings. It arises here. It might be pure praise. It may be wonderment. It may be Francis's prayer we allude to. God, who are you and who am I? But it seems to reach for words at times, oration, oratio, to bring into our quiet, our meditation, the resonance of our being alive. Not coming passively to prayer, but actively present. A place and a time where that weaves its way into the beauty of the quiet that is to come and has been, the as it was in the beginning is now, and ever shall be. Yes, a restfulness for prayer, but if we're honest, there's a restlessness in prayer, and often we fight it off. We think it shouldn't be there. Sometimes our restfulness is laughter or happiness. And it can be other things. A Jewish friend of mine, a dear, dear woman who came to retreat in California years ago with me and up for quite a while and became a very, very good friend of my friend Aaron, and San Ramon, she gave me a bumper sticker for my car. Actually, two. Thank God I had two because I could put it on the next car a number of years later. And it was a simple sticker. It said, "Caution, driver singing." What has us sing or cry out rather than hold back, be held in? Sometimes it's who or how or where we were taught to pray that we might be dismayed by our need to orate, to be part of an oration, a great song, or a great lament. So oratio is a movement in prayer, we might say, that comes and goes with the other movements of Lectio Divina. We think of it after meditation, possibly, because there is a certain quiet or centering, not silencing, not an artificial drawing us into an unusual or unreal sense of no sound. But it is in the quiet of this moment now that you and I allow the voice that is the voice that is the voice that is the voice within to subtly begin to speak. And that voice is often tinged with, or its center song, is our own history. The mystery of our lives awakes in prayer. Oratio, rise and lift your voices. Settle in and be amazed. My dear friends, it's wonderful to take this time with you, and let us continue to open to all the ways in which God nudges us, urges us, silences us, comforts us this day. Be still and know that I am God.
Sacred silence. ocean, gentle waters washing over me. Help me listen, Holy Spirit, come and speak to me. Sacred silence, holy ocean, gentle water washing over me. Help me listen, Holy Spirit, come and speak.